Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I'm looking on the Twitter yesterday, and we'll have this day in Tennessee football or Tennessee sports history coming up as well, Caleb. But if you can pull up Lane Kiffin's tweet about a piece that was done on his family back in the Knoxville News Sentinel days when they were at the top of their game and we were covering Lane Kiffin and the fact that it was such a unique story, obviously, with Philip Fulmer's tenure at Tennessee and how Tennessee had been all in-house when they made hires and they go out and get this crazy guy like Lane Kiffin. Let's share the tweet because I know Lane Kiffin pokes fun at times at the Vols, and he likes to tweet out when he is on campus recruiting. But this one is the kind of the feature story page. This is, if you can see it on your page, if you're on our YouTube page, please hit like and subscribe if you haven't done that already. It's tailgating, and it was a special section, and on the front is Layla Kiffin and Lane's daughters and son, which would be Knox, who you're going to hear about in recruiting circles here in a couple of years. But this was sent out by Lane and makes me want to revisit what could have been. Because for those that think he's just a no-good snake in the grass, Caleb, that's really not true when it came to Tennessee. I think he would have stayed at Tennessee for the foreseeable future had not one school come calling, and that's Southern California. Now, if the Dallas Cowboys come calling after he has 3 or 4 years of success at Tennessee, that's different. But I've never asked you this. Do you think Lane Kiffin would still be at Tennessee if he hadn't have gotten that Southern California job at some point during his career?
I think he would have been unless he was so brazen with his recruiting violations that he ended up putting Tennessee on probation and they were forced to fire him. But I think that was a real possibility. Lane Kiffin had to humble himself at that time. But I think otherwise he would. Look, I remember covering recruiting during that time, and I remember looking at the 2010 class, and Dave, you probably remember it. That 7-6 team, that first year he was there, you saw the pieces in place for how good that program was going to be in a couple of years, right? You knew who they were targeting and who they were getting. And
You did.
I think he would have been, and he knew what, and Lane Kiffin knew what he was targeting and getting. Now, I do think Lane Kiffin, and this does matter, I think Lane Kiffin did not, I don't like to say cliche stuff, but if there's some coaches that do it, you do have to throw it out. Lane Kiffin established such a culture of non-discipline that it would have unraveled on him fast, even if he had success, the same way it did in Jimbo Fisher at Florida State and Urban Meyer at Florida. He established such a culture of non-discipline and flash that even if he won, and I think he would have had big success, I don't know if it would have lasted. I don't know if he was mature enough at that moment for it to last.
Now, probably the worst thing for him at that age would be to have early success, and because that would just And if Southern California didn't come calling, you'd just be more and more cocky at Tennessee. And yes, he could have gotten in his own way. And I'm not going to say it's now been, what, 14 years? So I'm not going to say 15 years. So I'm not going to say that somebody would be someplace in coaching for 15 years, because 99 times out of 100, that's not true, right?
Right.
But maybe an easier way of asking it, let me ask you this. I'll start with, would he have gotten to Atlanta for an SEC championship game? Caleb's answer, brought to you by our good friends at Ray Barner, Ford, and Clinton.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Barner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. What do you think of that? Let me ask you this. Would he have gotten the Vols to Atlanta to play an SEC West team for an SEC championship?
They would have been in Atlanta in 2010.
Okay. Would he have won an SEC championship?
No, because he would have gotten so. Here's why: 2010, they would have been in Atlanta. The program would be rolling by 2011 and 2012, but that was peak Alabama dynasty, and I just don't think anybody could have gotten past them or that LSU team in 2011. And by the time Lane Kiffin would have maybe had the team to get past him, which might have been 2013, the 2013 Auburn year, that would have been his year probably had he stayed at Tennessee through 2013. So I take it back. He would have won the SEC championship in 2013. Absolutely. He would have won the SEC championship in 2013, and he would have played for a national championship, and it would have been Lane Kiffin versus Jimbo Fisher against Florida State. That's what would have happened had he stayed at Tennessee.
Specific. Sounds like you put some time into that one.
Well, Dave, here's my real question, though. And I got a question about this. He tweeted this out because he put hearts on it, and he said, just saw this. Guys, I got to point out how weird this is. He's divorced from his wife, who was the feature on that.
I know. And you'll understand. You don't understand this now, Caleb, but you will. When you look back on pictures of your kids and they're that young, there's an emotional tie, a hearkening back. That's why I'm with you. If I'm an Ole Miss fan, I'm not happy about this. This sounds like you still want to be at Tennessee when you tweet stuff like that. You're not tweeting almost beat Alabama and highlighting one of the great moments of your career when you did almost beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa in 2009. You're highlighting emotional investments you made in Knoxville. And let me go ahead and tell you, for those that don't believe, and this is nothing that Lane has told me, but for those that don't believe that Knox was named after Knoxville to some extent, I have got some oceanfront property in Lenoir City to sell you, and I would love for you to call me. And we'll get in touch and we'll make it happen. Come on. He named his kid Knox. That was on purpose.
Okay, but there was... Okay, I do believe his wife.
And I do want to underscore this. And it shows how dedicated he was to the program had it not been for Southern California.
I got to say this, though. Layla was a California... Probably she was a Valley girl, right? So she was probably knee-deep in the California celebrity scene. and loved it all. You don't think I actually kind of believe that she was just a big Brad D'Angelina fan, because that was all the craze of the Hollywood people at the time. And they named their kid Knox. And that could have been part of it, too. But now let me ask you this.
I don't know how. And by the way, the lovely Mrs. Calhoun is expecting. I don't know how you all have this conversation, but I can tell you how this conversation would go down with me if my wife said, "Ooh, you're the head coach at Tennessee. What about Knox for Knoxville?" I'm like, hell no. Because I'm a coach, and it's obvious that coaches don't stay at one place too long. So are we going to rename him to Columba if I get the head coaching job at South Carolina? I mean, even to avoid the optics, you say, no way, no how is my kid going to be named Knox?
Question. I shouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to.
Lay it on me, brother.
What is he? What does that tweet imply that he misses more? Tennessee or his ex-wife?
Both. And his kids being young, which I do. We all do. You all miss your kids being young. I don't want my kids to be young forever, but if I could have them back at that age for like 2 to 3 days, I would do it.
But you can't regret your kids getting old because you can't stop that. Do you think he regrets leaving Tennessee or his ex-wife?
Which does he regret more?
Losing more?
I don't know how their relationship went. I just, do you agree with me that this is a different type? Why did he say that? I know some people,
are
savers. I've never saved one credential from anything.
Because he misses that time period in Knoxville. He misses his, I think he, again, this guy got divorced. He left his job that was a great job for him. And he realized that he had a great family and that he had a lot of good stuff. And he's just threw it all away. And I'm telling you, he just misses it.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.